tambe chu je ramba ten ju hu dan ta number en je pa le tekpa chen bu lan dong je pa la sin je ma lo pa ju go ni lan dong ro so ten pa le dan da sin je ma lo pa je pa re.
So again, the teaching is taken from the text called Differentiating the Majjhimagga from Limited Viewpoints. It's taken from the fifth chapter, the part which explains the practice of Vipassana or superior insight in the context of the Mahayana. As we have seen, there are 10 points relating to unmistaken understanding, which is the basis for practicing Vipassana or superior insight in the Mahayana. Today we have come to the eighth point.
Chuji yin rang yin ji number dasar nam ka yin. Nin lovru songa te tiang te la malo pa wo chi.
So first there is the root text. Then in terms of the eighth point, that relates to an unmistaken understanding of what is accidental, what is of a changing nature. The root text says that Dharmadhatu is by nature pure, thus it is like space, that is to say, it is unchanging like space, whereas pure and impure states are accidental or fleeting of a changing nature. So this point then relates to an unmistaken understanding of what is of a changing nature, accidental or fleeting.
Ninan so truba tamji jitung be chuji ying ne. Rang yin ji number takba ser. Ngo la trema me be rang yin ji number takba. Yeni number takba ser. Rang yin ji number takba te yeni number takba ser. Rang yin ji number takba yeni number takba ser. Namka yin do. Namyang jura me ba ne. Ne lo nyum tong no.
So Dharmadhatu, which is beyond or free from dualistic states, as was said, is pure by nature. That is to say that Dharmadhatu is primordially pure. Thus, it is like space, it is unchanging, it has this quality of never changing, it always remains the same. That then relates to the true nature, which is unfabricated or uncontrived.
Ta ta jur ko na chu ji ying de chu jin re, chu ji ying ne chu jin. Namyang jura me pa, namyang jura me pe, ne lo nyung me tong yin de. Rangin je number tak pe ser.
So, if one then considers Dharmadhatu, it is then said that it always remains the same, it never changes, which is the true and uncontrived nature, since it is pure by nature, thus like space that never changes.
Then that donum, same the nail of the Zunzin Jituba Tamji Tungba Tang, Rangin the number tapare. Same the nail of the Hinging Butte, Rangin the number tapa, Tuba Tamji Tonghi Rangin the number tapa.
So the true nature of mind, which is synonymous with the Buddha nature, it is free from all mental fabrication, free from all dualistic notions, where one takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate entities, since the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind, is free from such mental fabrication, it is said to be pure by nature or primordially pure.
Nina lower somate. Wana takpata madapa de candesa somatesana. Nar madapa de lati igna. Nar madapa da si takwa nine. Nar madapa da si takwa toya de carresana. Tinine. Nansur samjung or lower somate. Tether. Tether hipa tea. Same the nail of two and the hinging bung o yen in number takwa tongue. Nar mada bada si takwa nite lower versoma tether hipa hina hipa tea. Lower well sija malopa. Lower where drama lower bate takwa tan mada ba lower ware hipa te lower well sija malopa. Lower wala malor manor bereso.
So, if Dharmadatta, the true nature of mind, or the Buddha nature, these being synonyms, is pure by nature, primordially pure, one may then wonder from where do pure and impure states come or originate. The text says that pure and impure states are of a changing nature. They are temporary or accidental. There are then states like previous states of impurity that later on change into pure states. These two aspects, pure and impure, relate to the way in which things manifest, that is relative truth, rather than the way things truly are, that is ultimate truth. And on that level, phenomena cease and arise, they come and go, therefore they are temporary or accidental. Now, understanding these two aspects, the ultimate, which relates to the unchanging nature of mind, and the relative, which relates to changing states of purity and impurity, is then an unmistaken understanding of these two aspects.
Tajur Kona Nar Mada Pada Si Takwa Nina Chichi Nan Tor Tanjang or Lower the Swan in the Lower Way in the Same to Nelo Ranga Mo Yeni number Taku said. Chapter Yeni number Takwala Takwa said Takwala Mo la Tama Mabatan Takwa said to Topa Yang Mabasa.
So if one considers these two states of purity and impurity, they are then of a changing nature. They manifest temporarily on a relative level, relating to how things manifest or appear or seem to exist on a relative level. Since the true nature of mind, which relates to the ultimate or absolute, is primordially pure, thus not of a changing nature. That which is primordially pure cannot, so to speak, be related to a pure state which is newly produced or that has newly arisen. Therefore, the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, or the true nature of mind, is primordially pure.
Tiyang tela malo pas, tela tajir kuna, tiyang chuchin, tetar hipa tiyang chuchin. Lor wala sinja malo pa yinte, semja nelo chuyen dirhi nyingpo yin nabar takpe, treme dripa tan takpa nika lower war tokusen. Nika lower with those.
Nika lower. Top with
cheer. Cheer,
cheer.
Same genelo chewing the hinging with any number takpe na takpe sena. Then a trema lower vayim by maze trema sa to takwa yang lower war. Tokusen.
So as was said, an understanding in this context is then an unmistaken understanding of what is temporary, what is of the changing nature.
Lower vala sinja malava yindi.
Since there is understanding of the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature or Dhammadhatu, as primordially pure, as we saw, primordially pure relates to something that is of an unchanging nature, something that always remains the same. So this understanding then involves the capacity to distinguish between what is unchanging and what is of a changing nature. And as we saw, both pure and impure states, both obscuring states and enlightening states, where the enlightening states are newly arisen, belong to the category of phenomena that are changing and therefore referred to of a changing nature and therefore referred to as accidental or fleeting. So both obscuring states and pure states that have newly arisen are understood to be of a changing nature and therefore not ultimate, whereas the true nature of mind never changes, always remains.
Pena pete yama train it over you. Te pay up here. Yama train it over the ore. Yemen over the train yinny may be sena. Tinge trepa young lower vare, make little vare. Make tanam do little vare. Train it over young. Make tanam do little vare mato. Drepa over and let drepa tan takwanika me over any man.
So,
Same thing.
So this is then illustrated by the following simile. If one thinks of the sun not being obscured by clouds, not being covered by clouds, that is like the true nature of mind that never changes, always remains the same. The sun itself never changes, it always remains the same. Though at times it may be obscured by clouds, though these clouds are not part of its pure nature, they are only accidental or temporary, they later on will be dispelled by the wind, they move away when the wind blows, and again the pure sun is seen. So changing or accidental states of nature of mind is like the sun.
Tene jo lama le thekpa chenpe jo lama jo lama le tanda namja jo tenpa kapsa dekhi nyingpe namja jo tenpa kapsa tanda dekhi nyingpe ngoo tenpa kapsa rinchen namkha choda yin tadarang yin nyimong mi sombare Semjinela was a dehini bung over at Rama Mepa, Drepa Mepe Pete, Rambocheta, Namkata, Chota was on the Pete. Say last of a Ramboche lang ola, ya soja Tama Mepata. Cho nyo pa yin a yan, cho yeran yin at Rama Mepata. Then in Namka, things of lower the Drepa yon a yan, Namka ran yin. Am Nelo, am Hilo, am Dulogla, then Tama Mapa. Pay some temper.
There is another text called the Uttarakhanda Shastra, which explains the Buddha nature in detail. There is a section in this text in 10 points. Where the Buddha nature is explained by means of different analogies and so on. Now, one of these 10 points then explains the essence of the Buddha nature. It is said that the Buddha nature in essence is like a jewel or like space or like clear water. In essence, it is never altered or affected by obscuring states of mind. So in essence, it is always pure. It always remains the same. So a pure jewel or a pure metal like gold, in essence, always remains the same. Similarly, water is always pure in essence. It may from time to time become muddled when agitated, and the sediment at the bottom is stirred up, but in essence, water always remains the same. It is clear and pure. Similarly, space always remains the same. Even though clouds appear in it, these clouds are only temporary or accidental phenomena that never affect or alter space itself. It always remains the same. Similarly, the Buddha nature is always pure. It always remains the same. It is never affected or altered by obscuring states.
Tena ta semje ne lok sartong yemi jeng ola trema yamare. In a young lower interpreter, my over it. Ninanga trooper the lower interpreter, Mare Ninan lower interpreter, Mate Tambuchu, Lam Yansu Lang de Yanguber.
So, the true nature of mind, which is the union of clarity and emptiness, does not involve any stains or imperfections. It is completely pure. Obscuring states of mind, such as dualistic notions and so on, are accidental or temporary. They are not part of the true nature of mind. Thus, they can be removed, and one attains or actualizes the true nature of mind. This is then done by practicing the Dharma.
Tene sakin, zokin, ometab capso, tangboni sangjepa, yeni sangjepa, domani sangjepa, chuke, mambo, yungu yure, teachuke, same jine long over the trema, maybe Chinese.
So, in the teachings from, for example, the Adi tradition or the Mahamudra tradition or the Majjhimaka tradition, there are many statements relating to this, where it is are enlightened, or beings are Buddhas from the very beginning, or to begin with. Now, these statements then relate to that the true nature of mind is always pure, always remains the same.
Tene Tangpo Sanje Dang, Tangpo Sanje, Dharma Sanje, Sene Hepa Mangpo Yere. Teso Yang Semje Nelo, Ngola, Semje Nelo, Vesa, Ngola, Chama Mepa Chani, Tangpo Sanje Dang, Dharma Sanje Di Hepa Yore.
There is also mention of primordial Buddha and so on in these different traditions. That then relates to the true nature of mind, the luminous mind, which in essence is not affected by or altered by obscuring states.
Tenen jambar tsenjo le sanje thoma thama me tangbu sanje jumi basongore. Jambar tsenjo ha kosongwa. Sanje thoma thama me tangbu sanje jumi ba. Thoma tan thama me ba sanje. Tangbu sanje jo me ba sanje re. Sanje thoma thama me ba sanje. Tangbu sanje jo me ba sanje songore. Re re jo. Jo chenji jo.
There is a practice where one recites the different names of Manjushri. In this practice, it is said that Buddha, the enlightened state, has no beginning and no end. The text mentions primordial Buddha or primordial Buddhahood. It also says that Buddha, the enlightened state, is not created by causes or conditions. That then relates to what has been mentioned here from this other text, namely that the true nature of mind in essence is never altered or affected by obscuring states of mind. It always remains the same.
Tene chepar to zogba chembe lola kada tang kunsang ge chuke mangbu yobare. Kani takpa sije tangbo ne takpa. Koyen to zangbo sije tu koyen to zangbo yinba. Kada tang kunsang ge chuke mangbu yore teyang tandan de kam ne tenbe sem jene lo ngowo le trama me be chani ke bare.
In the Arti tradition, in terms of terminology, there are terms such as primordially pure, or all good, meaning or relating to the true nature of mind that always remains the same. It is never stained or altered by accidental or obscuring states of mind.
The name Saja Chembe Lola, Nanjur Pusong Kahila, Yesang Yehi Imbala, Yansang Yawan Doban Torsong, but say over it. Yeni Sanji Imbala, Yansang Yawan, but the Trubad is ever.
Yansang.
They and they come to them, but to that Jepari Mola, Tema may be sang Yaya Mavare. Mola sang Yaya, you band on the ten Trubad is. Yesang Yehi Yimbala Yansang Yavan Dubanto. Yeni Mola Tama Mapa number Tabai Yimbala Yang Sat to Sang Yaya Yoba in Provades. Mola Sang Yaya Mavare. Kangis and the Tama Yong.
So, some yogis of the Mahamudra tradition then have said that to believe that Buddha, the enlightened state, is a newly produced or a newly arisen state. that is to adhere to a confused or ignorant viewpoint, since Buddha, the enlightened state, is primordially pure, enlightenment is, so to speak, primordially present. It's a state that never changes, it always remains the same. That statement as well, Rinpoche says, relates to the essence of mind, the essence of the Buddha nature, which is never altered by obscuring state, it always remains the same.
Tene, pa lantong gompa kapso, same je ne lo voisa, same je ne lo chuyeng dirhi nyingbu ngowa la trama mai bata. Tene, tantan tene kheba kiendo ngowa la trama mai pe, lo trupa trama lobor wa yemba maze, takpa yang lobor wa yemba, yin bè tsor xì dè, dè ngè xì dèn bò jì bè gò nè dè nè tàn dà sèm jì nè lò zhōng zè nì jì tōng bè sèm jì nè lò gò ngà lò nyà bà rì yà gò lè yàng nà dà mè bà tà tōng bè ngà tò nyà bà rì yà.
In terms of the practice of meditation of vipassana or superior insight, then as can be understood from the text, it should be that practice of meditation should be based on an unmistaken understanding. In this case, of that both pure and impure states are of a changing nature, are accidental or temporary, whereas the true nature of mind, also referred to as Dharmadhatu, as well as the Buddha nature, is in essence always pure, it always remains the same, it is free from these temporary or accidental states. So one's practice of vipassana, superior insight, should be based on an unmistaken and definitive understanding of these different aspects. Once one has acquired a definitive understanding, one should then proceed to rest within the true nature of mind, which is a state free from dualistic notions. One may also rest in emptiness or rest within a state free from the notions of individuals and phenomena being real entities.
Tene nanjur jawa sok malar pe saja chimpe songo le chang sem satong nye de wo dang da de la sori me pe dang zin ki song ba. Nye de wo dang da de la sori me pe dang zin ki. Sori me pe sen na dang zin ki. Sem sartong te la so da ri mebe se na suri mebe se na sem je ne lok tok pe te dan zi khik so sumpa yimeng la sok pa ta zangin la sok pa ta ten ta ngobo la trema mebe ten ta re yimeng la sok pa meba re yimba ta ma yimba la sok pa ten ta te tanyi mebe ke chan sa.
The great yogi Milarepa, in one of his songs where he expresses or explains Mahamudra, says that the true nature of mind, which is the union of clarity and emptiness, is like the light from the sun and moon. being free from distinctions, from making distinctions, or free from labeling that true nature of mind as existing in one way or the other, Milarepa says he has reached a state where the notions of individuals and phenomena existing as real entities have been exhausted.
Tene Milarepa sori mi sonje te semje ne lo we sar te trueba tamje len de be den dal ko go.
So
trueba yo na so da re yo re trueba dan trueba yimbe sore so da re me mare de re se.
The true nature of mind can then not be described in any way. It cannot be expressed by words or by thoughts. So, in terms of realizing the true nature of mind, one must then be free from making such distinctions, involving the attempt to describe the true nature of mind as existing in one way or the other. The true nature of mind is beyond such definition.
Te malarepa song te andikap je sinje malo ba je pa te dan te da je pa yore sem sar tong ne de wo dan ra hi pe sem je ngo sa tong yin ba tan te la ngo la tma ma ba te ba re te la sori me be se je te sori me be se je te tre ba ma ba tma ma ba te ba re dan zin se hi ba te dan zin te lo wor je tma yin ba te yore dancing the dikam ni temple lower the trauma tan to da che kare sorry me pa de ngola trauma me pa ni da wo tan tra ba de la sorry me pe trauma me pa de trauma ta tu ba re wo tan da ba de ne sorry me pe tu ba tan trauma me pa ngola dikere tela sore me pe dantein se te semje ne lok te tok pe tene dantein se no do so bare dantein te tene lower trauma te.
So this psalm of Milarepa then relates to this eighth point that we have just gone through. First he mentions the true nature of mind, which is the union of clarity and emptiness. That then involves the essence of mind, which always remains the same, which is never affected or altered by obscuring states. Secondly, he then mentions not making distinctions in terms of the true nature of mind, such as asserting it to exist in one way or another, having passed beyond making such distinctions, can be related to a pure state. Then there is at last mention of that through this, the notion of a self-entity is exhausted. Now, notions of there being a real and solid entity then relates to accidental or temporary states that then are of a changing nature. Once these are gone, once such notions or impurities have been relinquished, then the true nature of mind is realized.
The name Jyotakwa Nyebale. Kye meta. Jyotakwa Nyebale, Trupa Mepe Rang Yin La La Dang Anam Yanda Ne Sumpare. The name Semje Ne Lo Waisa Trupa Dan Trava Te, Ton Tampa La Da, Ton Tampa Nga Jang Yin Par Sumpare. La Dang Anam Yanda Ne. Na yang tak pernah negeri, mana negeri?
Yang tak pernah.
Latang ha yang tak pa yimba. Yang tak pa latang, yang tak pa ha re. Same jen ne la wai sa tui pa tang trawa ti yang tak pa la re, yang tak pa ha re. Nam to ka tak pa latang ha ma re.
Yang
tak pa la
tang
trawa. Re re. Ha 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 ha.
The Vata Tantra is then said that the true nature of mind in essence or by nature is free from mental fabrication. Thus, the true nature of mind is the ultimate deity or the ultimate mantra.
This is not the same thing. We sat to about the driver, don't tona, don't double lunge, get over it, don't double hard, there about it.
So if the true nature of mind, the luminous mind, free from mental fabrication, is realized, one at that point meets face to face with the ultimate deity, it is also considered as the ultimate mantra.
Then Dorje take a law, Pungbu Kant and Kinchi Nam Lai Kinkotang, Jatikea, Mangbu Yere. The Jariate, same genelo was a trebal and there, but the tone tumble lying by Yagatini, Yerjapatini, then Pungbu Kant and Kinchi Tamja Lai Kinkot the Jatikea by you.
Now, in the Vajrayana, there are teachings where it is pointed out that the skandhas, the dhatus and the ayatanas are of the nature of different deities and the associated mandalas. That, or these teachings are then based on what was just mentioned, namely the true nature of mind being the ultimate deity.
So this then
concludes this brief explanation on the eighth of the ten unmistaken understandings that are the basis for one's practice of vipassana or superior insight. As we saw, this eighth point then relates to an unmistaken understanding of that which is of changing nature, namely accidental or temporary things.
Do
you have questions?
Does ayatana mean senses or?
Kinchi se jita nanki jekin jepa, nanki jekin jepa go nra, go yinba chani jepa re. Nanki yorla jekin jepa go, go nra wa jepa re. Kinchi.
The ayatanas are then the sources of the arising of a consciousness in terms of perceiving an object.
Bena. Zog mikpa mikpi yor zog tang zog ji chinchi tang mek chinchi ni la tin de mek yor te zog re zog tong do be mek zog tong do ga mek ta zog da wang mek wang bu ni la tin de nam chi yor la ju ko do ba o ten da wi cha ni nam chi yor la ju yor la chi chi te bu go yin bi cha ni chinchi se
So, the object of a visual consciousness is then a visual form, and you have the sense faculty, the eye. It is then the visual form and the sense faculty.
With manifestations on the Sambhogakaya level, or can this also be
Re Sanje la Tuandan Jukotam Kunzup Jukuni Re Zukuni de Lower Bari.
The two form kayas are relative phenomena that are of a changing nature.
Kane Sena Durze Wanki and Tonsor Dante Bari.
They relate to the different types of perception that disciples have. So they are then encountered by different types of followers of the Dharma and relate to the way in which they see or perceive their surroundings.
Tene yang tele yang yewan la yeba sebe kapso mada yewan da takwa yewan ni se gogre korbe nawa de mada yewan re tene zuke ni da tzu tamje takwa yewan.
Then there are different states in terms of different consciousnesses. Some are referred to as impure and some as pure. So impure states of consciousness relate to samsara and historic manifestations. Then there are pure states of consciousness that relate to the form
kayas.
So, in pure states of consciousness, then are based in misconceptions or mistaken states of mind, where one takes phenomena and individuals to have true existence. As a result of these misconceptions, one accumulates negative karma, and as a result of negative karma, habitual patterns, and so on. And as a result of negative actions or negative karma and the associated habitual patterns, then these impure states of consciousness manifest and then are experienced by sentient beings. Then samsara in this way manifests and is experienced by sentient beings.
Tene zukunye te takwa yewanre. Yemang in between Saint Carasana, Dami Topi Hirap and Seva Ninja Chambu Combat Topje, Zukuni Havare, Tisena, Dami Topi Hirap and Ninja Latinde, Dursa Namati Harvesena, Tene Takwa Yemansi.
Then there are pure states of consciousness that relate to, for example, encountering any of the two form kayas. Now, that is achieved through having attained wisdom which realizes that both individuals and phenomena are essenceless, insubstantial, and unreal. They are empty of inherent existence, as well as compassion for sentient beings. So once these qualities have been developed, then once perception will change, and as a result, one then encounters, for example, any of the two form kayas. One then has, at that point, attained a pure state of consciousness.
Ti junsen karasana dami topi hira mena tene kosom topsi gamare tene long zukuni jongsi gamare dami topi hira yona yam. Kosom jongsi gamare, this is a zukun jongsi. Top to gamare. Kosom top to gamare. Te matopesena, zukun ya dami tobi hirab la rale pare. Dami tobi hirab yuna yingi mina yang zukun jongamare. Sanjo semba namdi, ningi kempu, ningi yewan to jorte, Sengjin jitong du trupa nazon jongwa malam tabala ting de zukajin jongwa re. Ti se na dami tobu hirab da nyingi genwang du jokwa re. Nyingi genwang ji. Kusum jongwa ma re. Te majong du tene zukata zukajin jongwa re. Kusum jungo mare dami to be hirap yeba lati de kusum jungo tawachi dami to be hirap la raligre. In a dami to be hirap conal jungo mare, ninja go with it ever.
Now, if one lacks wisdom which realizes that both individuals and phenomena are empty of inherent existence, then there is no possibility of attaining the three kayas. But this wisdom alone is not sufficient in terms of attaining the three kayas. If one lacks loving kindness and compassion for others, then the two form kayas will not occur. The two form kayas result from aspiration prayers made by great bodhisattvas that are that have attained great loving kindness and compassion for others. So, for the three kayas to occur, both wisdom and compassion are necessary.
Then Zukunyi zogte, Karasena, one hiji joyo de jobare, the Nikianga zogre, Javatanga zogre. One hiji joyo de joba, Ninanga joyo de joba, the Nikango, Kenga zogre.
Now, the two form kayas then are not ultimate in that they cease and arise, therefore, they are of changing nature. Also, the two form kayas are perceived by the sense consciousnesses. The perception of the two form kayas also at times involves dualistic notions. Thus, or therefore, these two kayas are not ultimate.
So, Vilarepa
has said in this context that the two form kayas manifest for disciples that have pure perception, though one should not become attached to them, believing them to be ultimate Buddha.
What? Yeah.
Is that, I understand that they are a unity, three kayas, and so is then the three of them together always there, or they are a unity at the top?
Yerme Bechane. Mochik the dopa tade.
Well,
뭐 찍 마도 매발에 대 주고.
In essence, they are the same. In essence, the three kayas are the same. So they are, so to speak, not of three different essences. In essence, they are the same. Though from a relative viewpoint involving conceptual processes, where these different aspects are given different names and so on, they appear to be different, though in essence they are the same.
대응 오직다 독바 타데세 제티히고도 페나 세거제드라데 에 드라양레 나브나히지 요도 저베차니 다레 에 조단 찐지 찌베차니 세바레 끼징니발레 행도베차니 마타바레 대이는야 대 솜소소 요바데 독바 타데레 오직데 오직 마도 소소 요마레 텐다오르코
Think of the sound that is produced by snapping your fingers. Then one can look at this sound from different aspects. From a certain viewpoint, it's an object of a near consciousness. From another viewpoint, it is something impermanent in that it is produced by, it is something conditioned in that it is produced by various causes and conditions. And yet from another viewpoint, it is impermanent in that it arises and then immediately ceases to exist. So you can look at the one thing, namely the sound produced by snapping your fingers, from different angles, and then you have different aspects. Though in essence, you're looking at one thing, namely this sound which is produced by snapping your
fingers. Donga ranga ngowi chani chik ma to yomare.
Now if you consider
sorry,
the feeling of suffering if you consider feeling of suffering it's a very unpleasant feeling. It's a feeling of pain. You can look at it again from different angles. Now from the viewpoint of being a painful experience, it's an unpleasant feeling.
Feeling.
From the viewpoint of that
feeling
it's created by various causes and conditions, it is a conditioned phenomenon. From the viewpoint of not being a stable state, namely that at one point or another, it will vanish, it is impermanent, and so on. So for conceptual mind, these different aspects seem to be independently existent aspects or phenomena, though in fact, if you regard this from the viewpoint of essence, there is only one thing you're talking about, namely suffering. Though in terms of concepts and in terms of names, this one thing can be looked at from different viewpoints, and at that stage, one may, or it may seem to one, that these are different phenomena, though in actual fact, it's just different aspects of the same thing.
Taking the same donga jinona, donga sorva docadere, sorva docate, pe, zeparcave, nyamung ebichani, dongare, zeparcave, nyamung ebidongati, ngola, hereafter tracking trava jena, tracking trava jena, ngo, madrobichani, tongbanire, nyomichani, donga, ngo, madrobichani, tongbayimbatini, dopa. Take tadet yore namdola tadet hyagre dobat nire inaya ngola ching ma to yoma
okay again, if one considers
again, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, painful experience, which is hard to bear. So this experience then involves being unpleasant and hard to bear with. Though, and then there is another aspect relating to its essential nature, which is realized or understood through applying subtle or detailed analysis of the nature of this feeling of suffering by means of wisdom, by applying one's intelligence as a result of examining, for example, suffering in this way, one will come to have a conceptual understanding of that it's actually empty of inherent existence. It's not something real and solid. So you have these two different aspects, namely feeling being a painful experience, which is hard to bear, and an understanding of its essence, namely that it lacks inherent existence. Now, in both cases, we are dealing with the same thing, namely suffering, though it is from different angles. So again, there are different aspects in relation to the one and same thing. So you name these different aspects, you give them different names, and you conceive of them in different ways, though in fact the object is the same.
Data with that, Mochi, the Dokpa Tate, the Sorte, La Mochi, the Dokpa Tate, the Sorte, Yabuhi, and the Tene, Yang Namdo, and Trusor, Namdo, Jet and Trupitsor Yabuhi.
Now, if one understands these two aspects, namely the nature or essence of something, and then the different aspects of it, the different aspects then relating to different conceptual processes where one names the different aspects in different ways. If one understands these two, then one will also have a good understanding of the way in which conceptual confusion arises.
Tene ngo chik ta dogpa thate ji chor ta su tene tseme kap su jya chi bu chi gre. Karma par Dumba Chira Jamsu Tsema Rigyong Jamsu Tsu La Hira Jaya Chimbo Song.
Now, there is a category of teachings that are referred to as the teachings on valid cognition. It can also be called the teachings on the theory of perception. In these teachings, what was just explained is talked a lot and in detail. There are many treatises on valid cognition. Rinpoche mentions treatises on valid cognition composed by the seventh Karmapa, Chödra Gyamso, where, as was said, these aspects are explained in detail.
Again. Tongba Nyetang, Saja Chempo, Zoba Chempo, the so Gomna, then Zimmy can only yag over it. Mikpa map and Zimba map and only yag over it. Malarepe, Lujit, Lupe, Ransa, Saint Ripucho, Tanik, say somewhere. Mikpa mayapatan, zimba mayapanan, lo shikis yagwane. Ranga sala nebare. Rere, lo je lepe, sem ramwap de negri sombare. Ramwap de nena, rasa simbare. Sem satong ranga ngangla nebare, tenda. So,
in the Ati tradition, the Mahamudra tradition and approaches where emptiness is taught, it is said in terms of meditation practice, there may be many different types of meditation practice, it is taught that one ultimately should rest in a state free from grasping, free from a reference point. Milarepa, in this context, has said that as one rests in a natural and relaxed state of mind, that is, as one rests within the true nature of mind, being the union of clarity and emptiness, then the river of awareness is clear. The water in the river and awareness, river of awareness, becomes clear in that mind that is described through the simile of water is not agitated, and thus conceptual mind that previously, so to speak, muddled the water of the water in the river of awareness has then settled and is at peace. Thus, the water becomes clear. That is to say, mind is no longer agitated by conceptual mind.
Zungze nyenang lower chama yin, lower chama hiyeba kapsarwa. Lower chama, zungze nyenang. Lower chama yin. Yin yin re. Itende yin. Lower chama kan yin, zungze nyenang yin. Re se. Lower chama yin su jiang se hila teng zin ta tu gombar sa gobar sa ta ku zun
so the true nature of mind, the luminous mind, is primordially pure, though obscured by accidental stains, the accidental stains of perceived and perceiver, seen as two separate entities. In order to In order to dissolve these accidental stains into the expanse of the true nature of mind, one should always practice the samadhis of shamatha and vipassana, that is, calm, abiding, and superior insight.
Same je ne lok kada wo sar la chada nam to lower chamai chada ga nam to chada nam to lower chamai ta lower chamai mang bu chi wa ekin ekin chada nam to lower chamai yin se jam sar Hila tengzin ta do gombar chi. Ti kor chik. Kya bu doga?
So as was said, the true nature of mind, luminous mind, which is primordially pure, is then, in terms of a samsaric individual, obscured by accidental stains, such as attachment, aversion, and so on. In order to dissolve these accidental stains, to the expanse of the true nature of mind, one should always meditate on shamatha and vipassana. Accidentally said it in law, wouldn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah, same thing, Nelo Kada, or Sala. Same thing.
It may temporarily be obscured by accidental stains such as suffering, conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on. In order to dissolve these accidental stains into the expanse of luminous mind, one must always practice shamatha and vipassana.
Shirab de Parad Sembatonda, Jabba supported Junior. Tele Tongba Nite, Hitler Madavagoni, Yang Yang, Hitler Tenda, Yang Yang. Holocatonda Jai. Tongba, he's a Tongba Niki, the inner young, Chitin Tenda was in it. That's what Madame was going to hear about it. Didn't it bother you?
So, there is the Prajna Paramita in 100,000 stanzas there, again and again, in many different ways. Emptiness is explained. So, one teaching may be explained in different words or in different ways, again and again, in order to bring about a clear understanding.
Similarly, Similarly,
the nature of mind, luminous mind, is primordially pure, which is as was said, the true nature of mind, is then on a temporary level obscured by accidental stains. There are many types of accidental stains, so as we saw, for example, in one verse, one may change the accidental stains, and in this way, one may enumerate the accidental stains, and in this way, again and again, explain the same subject in relation to here different types of stains.
Lower the drama, Katsi, you listen, then Namdo Tanki, lower drama, Namdo Tanga Yambare, Namdo and Taye, but then lower the drama and Taye.
So one may then ask oneself, how many accidental stains are there? Well, there are as many accidental
남돈 타 예바 대장 체도 결락의
뜻 That is called a circular argument.
Lower German 남돈 타 예바 장 체도 드니 결락의 뜻 전향 교양 보검 거래 영양도 보검 거래
In order to relinquish infinite concepts that relate to infinite accidental states, one must again and again practice the samadhis of shamatha and vipassana.
Sure.